Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Have you heard the news about a drink to choose? It's super thirst quenching. Refreshment it will bring. It's not a soda pop or sugar filter box. From the fridge or sink, it's water you should drink. Now go rethink your drink.
What are you drinking? Say it ain't soda, sports drinks, or juice boxes. They're packed with tons of unhealthy sugar. Rethink your drink and choose water instead. It's healthy, hydrating, and refreshing. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com for healthy tips. And remember to choose water. Ready, set, H2O!
Here's a smarter plan. Let's kick the soda can. Throw the sports drink out. Turn on that water spout. When you're at school, homework, or play, drink some water every day. It keeps your health in sync. Now go rethink your drink. Choose water as your drink.
The program of TSET.
Well, cash cattle trade is expected to become much more active over the next couple of days, with packer interest likely to improve throughout the day today. Now, a few cattle were sold in Nebraska and Kansas, although the numbers sold is limited. The lack of support from last week's levels somewhat disappointing and could create bearish market indications through the end of the week. With the Labor Day holiday coming up on Monday, it's limiting procurement levels and additional contracts expected to be delivered after the first of the month. It's uncertain how many additional cattle need to be bought before the end of the week, and this could further limit packer interest or aggressive bidding for cattle in the near future. On the hogs, early trade in hog futures is expected to focus on a combination of follow-through buyer support that developed midweek and limited position taking. The tone of the lean hog complex remains weak given the growing supplies of pork, while cash hog prices continue to find little underlying support through the end of August, but long-term buyer support has trickled into the complex through the week, with traders looking at the potential for productive trade talks with China when negotiators meet in September. Prices holding above support levels late last week is creating additional market confidence in the complex. Now, the wheat prices were easier across the board yesterday, with follow-through selling noted as wheat markets did not enjoy the impressive rallies row crops did. Wheat markets were able to recover off their lows, but failed to close in positive territory yesterday. News of France sitting on the second largest wheat crop in 15 years and needing to export 20 million metric tons during the upcoming marketing year seemed to resonate with the trade and highlight the competitive wheat export outlook in the coming year. Corn prices are slightly higher, following through on midweek strength yesterday, which featured a key reversal from near contract lows. Prices seemed to grab onto the news. President Trump is expected to announce a plan in coming weeks to boost demand for biofuels. That, according to Ag Secretary Perdue. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, livestock futures, October live cattle down 57 cents yesterday, 99.20. December down 72, 104.7. September feeder cattle down 92 at 132.85. And October was down 87 at 131.62. October hogs up 27 cents, 63.50. Kansas City wheat, September down a half penny, 392 and a quarter. December was down a half at 404 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, September down 1.5, 472 and a quarter. December was down 1.5 at 475 and a quarter. September corn up 5 3/4 at 362 3/4. December up 4 3/4 at 371. September soybeans up 6.5, 852 3/4. November up 6.5, 865 3/4. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.